blessings. It's been a long time. I feel like it's like the rebirth, the regeneration. Like we're back. You know, those of you that have been with me the whole time, or even if you came in somewhere in the middle, but you're still with me. Like we're back. You know. I apologize for the wait, but they do say good things come to those who wait. Hopefully this is a good thing. But I just feel like I had, when I started this podcast, it was, and it still will be, an avenue, an outlet for me to vent out frustrations, work through life issues, personal life issues. And if I could, in the midst of that, help somebody out, then that was the added bonus. And throughout the beginning of that journey, there was just so much going on that I could talk about. It was just easy to do. Easy so much, in fact, that it felt like, you know, it felt like what your ideal job should feel like. It didn't feel like work. It just felt natural. 9 times out of 10, the material that was laid down for each episode was unwritten and unscripted. The only thing that I might have wrote down was if I wanted to quote specific definitions or statistics. Other than that, it came from the cerebral. But over the last few weeks, during the hiatus, oh, please believe, there were many times I wanted to hit the record button, but I was grasping for straws. I was looking instead of being. I was trying to find instead of being. Because that's what I was doing in those first episodes. I was being, and I was living, and I was sharing my experiences through my lenses, my point of view. And I found myself a few times when I wanted to really hit that record button, I found myself trying to write out what I wanted to talk about. And then when I got ready to go and lay down what I was talking about, thinking about, it never felt natural. Therefore, I knew it would not sound natural, because in any form of art, and I believe wholeheartedly that podcasting is an art, just like music, painting, and acting. It's an art. Being able to speak fluidly and eloquently, convey your opinions and ideas and thoughts, that's an art. There's so many people, there's so many things that we take for granted. Some of us have talents that we take for granted. We don't even realize they're talents because it happens and it flows to us so effortlessly that we feel like it's just second nature and everybody should be able to do it. But not everyone can speak fluently and eloquently enough where you can convey your thoughts and ideas and anybody can understand it, as long as they speak the same language, of course. But even people that may not speak the same language, maybe people that speak your language as a second language can still vaguely understand what you're saying, because it's so well conveyed, you know. It's an art. Speaking is an art. And I've been lucky. But also skilled enough to be able to hone that skill and that talent and do something with it. Because I feel like sometimes when I don't think we give ourselves enough credit. A vast majority of us don't give ourselves enough credit, and we chalk it up to luck and this and that, and not really give ourselves the credit that we deserve. For so long, I actually practiced. I practiced being able to speak. You see, as a young kid, just like any other young kid, like, I just did what I had to do to get by. Just the bare minimum. Hated reading. I don't know, man. I mean, I my oldest son, I see a lot of myself in him right now during his schooling. You know, he's in fifth grade. And I see a lot of myself. Like, I hated reading with a passion, but I love mathematics. And my oldest son is exactly the same way. It's like, yeah, numbers make sense. All these words is just nonsense. But that's just how I felt as a child. But at some point in my life, I realized being able to express yourself verbally is key. It's major. It's a major part of life. And to be honest, like, I was always able to write well. Somehow, some way, writing and reading usually go hand in hand. If you don't like to read, it's going to be hard for you to write, at least well. But for some reason, because, you know, I think as a child and even as an adult now, for whatever reason, I was blessed enough to be, for both sides of my brain to have its own lane, and they both were able to work. So I had artistic skill, and I had athletic or physical performance skill. I was always an athlete, but for whatever reason, I was able to write well. Hated reading, but I was able to write well. And I think what happened was, like, I have two parents that always preached education, whether we enjoy going to school or not. No, how many kids enjoy going to school? Like, you know, I don't think any of my siblings or myself enjoy going to school. But we had parents that preached education, and education being a tool to propel us forward in life. And at some point, that sticks. Like, if something is continuously being driven into your mind, it's going to stick. But there was always something about me that was, I think it was some of the people that I loved to learn about as a kid. And of course, you had to read. Back in my day, you had to read. Now, YouTube wasn't what it was. The internet wasn't what it was. So to learn about Muhammad Ali, I had to read about him. To learn about Malcolm X, I had to read about him. You know what I mean? So, and I realized that sometime, not, I don't want to get too political or racist, but, you know, not racist, but, I mean, into race. But at the same time, like, I feel like we got to be open and candid with each other, man. I'm tired of, as the old folks would say sometimes, because I think I've said this before, I was born and raised in the Northeast of the United States, but my family is deep-rooted in the South, Southeast. So you would hear things like trying to be too cute. And for a long time, I feel like we all try to be too cute, but I was trying to be too cute. And it's like, you don't want to step on any toes, but sometimes you have to step on some toes for people to understand where you're coming from. They can't see you coming if you're not making an entrance, you know? So growing up in the Northeast, you wouldn't expect this. Or you, if you didn't grow up in the Northeast, maybe you wouldn't expect this. But that P word, prejudice, is everywhere. Don't ever get it confused. Don't ever think that it doesn't show its face in the North as well as in the South. And you hear things. As a kid, you may not understand it until you get a little bit older. Oh, wow. He speaks so well. Or he writes so well. Or, and you think that's a compliment. You get a little bit older and you're like, well, what? You know what I mean? And that was my driving force. That's what made me work harder. That when I understood what that meant, that's what made me start to work harder to be better. I'm the type of person where, nah, I'm never going to be too cute, because other than my appearance, but on the inside, I'm like a lion that walks erect on two legs. You tell me I can't do something and I'm going to shove it down your throat. That's always been my driving force. That's always made me who I am. And when I realized what people were saying, oh, you speak very well, you speak so well. Oh, no, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to show you how well I can speak. So, this is an art. It's an art and it's a skill. And, oh, I missed it. This right here, right now, I'm just talking to you guys like I'm talking to my family, like I'm talking to my friends, like I'm talking to anybody that I love. Because that's what this is, man. This is love. This is a community. If you listen to my podcast, and if you listen to my podcast faithfully, then you're part of my family. You're part of my community. So I'm going to talk to you like you're part of my family and my community. Is everything going to be perfect? No. But it's not supposed to be. You see, we were made in the image of perfection, but we were never supposed to be perfect. And I think too many of us fall into that trap of chasing perfection. That's not our job. Our job is to come here, learn what we can learn, try to find our path if we can. If we find it, and if we find a way to succeed on it, we've lived a full life. But even if we don't succeed, most of the time you live a full life, because there's no way you can walk on this earth and not learn a thing. There's no way. There's too many things to learn. There's too many things that you have to overcome just to survive. And my family, my friends, my community, I want to let you know that you are listening to a true survivor. So I'm not gone, nor did I leave. I'm back. I guess you could say I'm back in the sense that there has been a slight hiatus, but I was never gone. I just had to realize that I was chasing something that doesn't exist. I was trying to be perfect. I was trying to be too cute. I was trying to continue a wave that was just a time period. It was just a time frame. And to be honest, that period in my life is not the greatest. So why I would want to ride that forever wouldn't make sense anyway. But it felt comfortable. It felt good. It felt good talking. It felt good getting positive feedback. But you know, life is full of chapters. Your life is a novel. Life is full of chapters. And as long as you live it authentically, and if you're going to do something like this, if you're going to put yourself out there in the podcast world, entertainment world, art world, then just be transparent. And every chapter that you go through, you will continue to get that positive feedback because people can relate. And that's all I want to be. That's why it's called the PJ Fisher Experience. All I want to do is be relatable and for you to understand. I'm opening up to you so that maybe something that I've gone through or go through resonates and helps you out in some way, shape, or form. So once again, blessings. I love y'all. Sorry for making you wait so long, but I'm human, and there were some things I had to work out. But I'm back, and I don't plan on going anywhere. I'm here for y'all, and I know you guys are here for me. Let's keep this train moving forward. Let's continue to be blessed, positive, and always, always, always show gratitude to the Most High, whoever the Most High is to you. Always show gratitude to it. Because without it, you're lost. Be blessed, everybody. It's Peter J. Fisher.